This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how our choices determine our destination. And I have this thought as the season of graduation is surely upon us. This is a time for graduates when they are cutting a new corner in their life and they're thinking about new beginnings and where they're going and how they're going to get there. And what's key are the choices that we make in life. Now, for many graduates, they do understand that their choices have consequences, right? And for some of those choices, you're in the driver's seat. You know that if I study hard and make good grades, that will ultimately lead, hopefully, to good opportunities. But then there are those choices that we're not necessarily in control of. And this is when life just happens to us. And when I turn to the scriptures, I look at Joseph's life, who was sold into slavery and put into prison for a crime he didn't commit. Now, I'm sure he didn't plan for a prison cell to be a destination spot on his journey. But Joseph chose not to become bitter after being in prison, and he chose to forgive his brothers, who are the ones who sold him into slavery in the first place. So it was these choices that would ultimately enable Joseph to go from the prison cell to the palace. And so the question is, how will we choose when life just happens? And the key is to remember that our choices ultimately determine our destination. So the next time we feel like life is happening to us and not for us, but we still need to make a good choice, let us cling to these words. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. Matthew 7:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, make the right choice knowing that life is happening for you.